Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Mind your business, only on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 is brought to you by Xero. Xero, it's beautiful business.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, according to YPO's new Global Pulse survey, the new CEO frontier leading in the post-COVID-19 world, nearly half of those surveyed have a more negative outlook compared to the 1st of March 2020, while more than one-third of respondents report their business outlook is more positive versus March 2020. Both sentiments represent a notable improvement over the last survey. Today we speak to Gaurish Singla, founder and chief strategy officer at Shivome, a leading blockchain genomics platform. He's also a member of YPO, the global leadership community of more than 28,000 chief executives in more than 140 countries. And he believes people should have their genome sequenced, giving them complete control over monetizing it with a DNA data marketplace. Gaurish, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Habib, for having me here. Yeah.
So let's first start with the findings of the new YPO survey. Things are kind of looking up. What's your take?
Of course, as compared to the previous quarters, the sentiment in the journal industry has improved significantly. The sudden lockdowns had created a significant impact as pretty much all of the CEOs and the promoters had to think on foot and had to start working from home. So I believe there was a learning curve to this, and that had created a significant impact on their top lines also, because pretty much everything came to a halt. But yeah, I think it took a couple of months to smoothen that over, but things are looking onwards and upwards. Yeah, from my perspective, for a lot of industries now, at least a lot of industries have realized that this COVID phenomena is also here to stay for quite some time. So what they have done is they've integrated it in their industries from that perspective as well, and have been able to smooth things over. Of course, using more and more technology has been involved in making the things smoother and the operation smooth as well. But I think that a lot of people have been through that learning curve, are feeling significantly better prepared and poised for the quarters to come. Yeah.
Also from the survey, flexible work arrangements are here to stay. Over 78% of CEOs say they'll continue to offer this.
At Shivome, already we had three offices, right? One in London, and then we had two offices in India. So our team was pretty much used to working remotely. But after the lockdowns happened, everyone had to work from home. So of course, the remote working arrangement got even more intense. So as I mentioned, there was a learning curve to that, but I think the team was very adaptable. The team was very adaptive also. And I think so basically we took out some time to pretty much try and test a lot of different tools and make sense of what was working for us and what wasn't. And then we kind of did a lot of interactive sessions. Did a lot of training programs also to pretty much train everyone using those tools, what we thought made sense for us. So the productivity, of course, took a hit for a certain period of time. But then it's back to normal, if not better. This remote working arrangement is here to stay, because a lot of companies, I personally believe, have seen that, in fact, working from home is saving them a lot of costs also. Maybe a mix of going to the office and work from home.
Talk to us about Shivome. It's a leading blockchain genomics platform. Not a lot of us know what genome is all about.
So basically, genetics, it's the study of your DNA, right, which can tell a lot of things about yourself, such as the probability of diseases and your ancestry and a lot of other things. So Shivome, what we do is we aggregate the data from different biobanks and direct-to-consumer companies. So aggregate that and then help them monetize them along with the big pharma, which is basically used in precision medicine. So research for new drugs, the genetic data is used in the drug discovery programs. For Shivom, things have been looking very positive here because essentially with COVID, there's more and more research happening. So we also kind of shifted our focus towards COVID. So we aggregated a lot of COVID-focused data. We made a lot of tools. So the bioinformatic research pipelines and tools focused on COVID. So a lot of researchers have been using that. In fact, for us, it got even busier while COVID. Yeah. So that was the case for Shivom. Yeah.
What sort of data were you gleaning in the fight against COVID? How the disease works, how people are reacting to it?
So I think both of them, and along with that, majorly the role of genetics in COVID also, right? So I'll mention about this other company that I had seeded. So they are the first consumer microbiome and genetic testing company in Asia. So what they were able to do is that they were able to single out the genetic variants responsible for your susceptibility to the SARS family of viruses, particularly COVID.
Yeah.
Because see, even when COVID happens, the severity of the disease also depends upon your genetics, right? Yeah. So we were able to tell which individual is more susceptible to what disease. And then on the basis of that, we were also able to tell what drugs would actually work in the treatment for that individual. Because essentially, all of the drugs, all of the medicines also work on the basis of your genetics. Mm. So that is why, in fact, the whole concept of precision medicine, and there's a very high percentage of drugs that doesn't even work on you. And in fact, around 7 to 8% in fact harm you, right? In the normal medicine world. So that is why even when you go to a doctor, he says, "Kacha, you take this medicine, but if it doesn't work, then come and show to me after a week, right?" Because
oh,
he doesn't know what is working and what is not, and he's also essentially hit and trialing. So I think understanding the role of genetics in the whole response to COVID. So on the top of that, what we were able to do, so the COVID also, the only way to stop COVID is a strong immunity and a layer down, a strong microbiome. The microbiome is the bacteria in your gut, basically. So we were kind of understanding the role for that also, Yara, and how could we help individuals manage that. Mm. So that is what we were working on.
We're speaking with Gaurish Singla, founder and chief strategy officer at Shivom, which is a leading blockchain genomics platform. Gaurish, talk to us about the advances, the latest innovations happening in the biotech space. It's really a place where, given what's happened with the pandemic, that could really be helpful.
Right. Havi, first of all, I think the whole COVID downturn has created a significant, so of course, it's impacted a lot of industries, but biotech as a space is growing exponentially as we speak. I see that growing for a foreseeable period of time. COVID also has created a somewhat permanent shift in people's sentiment towards preventive healthcare. We see a lot of people trying more products focused on preventive healthcare, which was not the scenario before COVID. And I think that is here to stay definitely for some time, for the next couple of years for sure. A lot of cutting edge stuff happening here. As I mentioned about microbiome also, I'll delve a little further into this. So microbiome is the bacteria in your gut. The thesis being that your gut is the breeding ecosystem. It's the flora and fauna. So if you get your gut microbiome right, you can make having any disease an option, right? You can basically prevent a lot of diseases and reverse them also. That is going to basically change healthcare as we know it. There's going to be the sentiment in healthcare. It's going to change to preventive from reactive right now. Right now, it's more of reactive, right? That if we have a symptom, then we take a medicine to cure that. Mm. But I think that all is going to change. And the next decade is going to be very interesting from the biotech perspective. And especially, I can tell you that there's a special focus on longevity. this year, there's been so much interest and capital flowing into the space, because essentially, if you to think of it, aging, if you may, is the biggest disease. As you're aging, that is how you're basically piling on all the diseases which come along with aging. It's the root cause for pretty much everything. What if you are able to stop aging as a process altogether, and on the top of that, in fact, reverse it, right? So there's so much amazing stuff happening in the whole space of longevity. It's actually mind-boggling, yaar. So in fact, I was doing a panel right now where they were talking about cryo preservation, yaar, where you basically the whole
thesis, the freezing. Stop
yeah,
it.
The
yes. Oh dear. Mm.
But see, of course, it's too early for those kind of innovations, but very interesting to see that even those conversations are happening already. There's a lot of immediate innovations, if you may, also happening. A lot of anti-aging drugs are being in play, understanding their role in whole aging process, which have been really effective also. In the next 3 to 4 years, we're going to be seeing a lot of this stuff coming to the market, yeah. Which is going to be very effective also. Exciting time to be in the whole space altogether.
Hey Gorish, as a sci-fi fan, I'm on board. But are there fears though, being participant of this space, that people are going to find you a bit crazy? It almost sounds a bit like you're looking for the fountain of youth or the elixir of life.
Right, but the data that we have right now, the data that is coming out is very, very promising, yeah. Mm. And again, I think everyone needs to understand that pretty much all the innovations that are happening are exponential. Just to put things into perspective, so the amount of change that has happened in the last 10 years from a technology perspective is more than the change that has happened in the last couple of centuries, right? That is only getting faster and even more exponential, right? This is already happening here. This is not a matter of me saying something or anyone thinking this is too crazy. This is yep. This is a fact that is already happening.
And backed by science, yes.
Backed by science. So again, it may be a little difficult to comprehend right now till the time people actually see it, but that is the case with pretty much every exponential technology. It doesn't happen until it happens, right? And then suddenly everything starts happening. I'll take the example of Airbnb also. Who would have thought that people would let a stranger into their homes and then kind of rent them out? But that is the norm now, yaar. So I think that is going to happen to healthcare also now. So healthcare also, there's always a building time when the products are being built, and there's a lot of skepticism around that, and everything is pretty linear, but then suddenly it takes off and goes to the market, and then suddenly it happens, right? Mm. A whole lot of that process is going to be happening in the next 5 to 6 years, yaar, if you may. So very interesting. I think it will be very interesting to see that also.
Gorish, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Savi. It was great.
Gorish Singla is founder and chief strategy officer at Shivom, a leading blockchain genomics platform. This has been Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3.
Mind Your Business on Money FM 89.3 was brought to you by Xero. Try Xero free for 30 days at xero.com.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.